I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Donald Trump and the Republican Party are on defense again over a couple of issues. First, a young Republicans chat group filled with racist and anti-Semitic posts. And now President Trump's issuing clemency to former Congressman George Santos. At some point, will any of these items start to dent the Teflon coating for the party and the president? Let's go through the issues. While there's some truth to the fact that social media and online conversations seem to give some posters the feeling that they can post whatever they want, the New York Young Republicans post seemed to go, well, beyond the pale. Hitler comments, one so far as to say, "I love Hitler," about gas chambers, mixed with variations of the N-word describing black Americans as the watermelon people, saying if these posts became public, it would be catastrophic for their reputations. So, did they know what they were doing then? Of course, top Republicans will be asked about it. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We have stood against that. We fought the Nazis. We defended that evil ideology. We roundly condemn it, and anybody in any party who espouses it, we're opposing that. I don't know how else more simply to say that.
But then goes on to finish another comment with something that, well, has to be questioned.
Young Republican or the organization, whoever that, I don't know who any of these people are, I never heard of them.
So never heard of them? Is he talking about the people or the organization? By its very definition, it's a 527 organization, which is a tax-exempt political group, which existed as early as 1856. So to say that he doesn't know is either bending the truth a lot or a show of supreme ignorance. The defense also includes a statement from Vice President J.D. Vance that these were just kids having fun. Well, the group's guidelines themselves state members must be between 18 and 40 years old. Hardly kids. Very likely knew very well what they were saying, and the New York chapter thus has now disbanded. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump has granted clemency to former Congressman George Santos. Santos is disgraced to the point of being a joke, accepting that he was convicted of stealing identities of elderly donors, embezzling campaign funds, filing fraudulent FEC reports, charged credit cards without authorization, obtained unemployment benefits through fraud. Well, on CNN, he says he's been humbled by the jail experience, which he served a bit over 3 months.
Quite literally, I don't know how much more humbled I can get before people believe I'm humble or remorseful, but I can just do the best in my actions moving forward.
Blames it on politics. He says Republicans are treated unfairly.
I'm pretty confident if President Trump had pardoned Jesus Christ off the cross, he would have had critics. So that's just the reality of our country.
Invoking Jesus Christ? Questions. Does it sound like he's changed? Trump says he's a loyal Republican. Does that mean Republicans who commit crimes should not serve their sentence? Is he and Santos correct when saying 3 months is a fair sentence for white-collar crimes? Will this resonate at all with Republicans? And then on the issue of the young Republicans, is that just freedom that they felt while being on social media? Does this represent the organization? Is this a freedom of speech issue? Will President Trump address this at some point? Or is this the thought process that the president feels Republicans can do whatever they want because Democrats are so bad? Does any of this make sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.